The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbat Daf Samaches. To preface the beginning of Yitzhak Hashem of Perek La'Godla, I'd like to say over a cute little story that took place. The Chofetz Chaim had a great nephew that he was very close with, Reb David Leibowitz, who was later the founder of Yeshivas Chofetz Chaim in America, the father of Reb Leibowitz Atzal. Reb David Leibowitz had been a close Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim in Raden. Later, he went to learn in the Kollel Slobodka, and when his uncle, the Chofetz Chaim, asked him what he was learning, and he answered Maseches Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim was disappointed because at that time, the Chofetz Chaim was promoting his campaign to raise the awareness of waiting for Mashiach, and one of his programs was having Kehanim be Misasik in the limit of Kachim in anticipation of Mashiach. And the Chofetz Chaim told Reb David, his nephew, David, what's going to be when a Yid brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash? And you're not going to know, he's going to bring a carbon chassas to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to know how to do the Avodah. So Reb David answered back his uncle, the Chofetz Chaim, and he said that before I know how to do the Avodah, when the Yid comes to bring a carbon chassas, I have to know Maseches Shabbos in order to know whether he's actually Chayav HaChassas, whether he's Eved Melacha Deraisa. So Chofetz Chaim said, David, Abdem has to shine the Mishnah Berurah. For that you have the Mishnah Berurah. Your Avodah is to learn Kachim. So in Perek La'Godla we have the two parts of the Perek, and one part deals with what's called the Sugi of Shkogos, the varied and complicated halachas of how many chatois one is chayv to each act. When is one not chayv achatas? The second half of the Perek deals with the basics of the Lamites Malachas. The Mishnah of Klal Gadol, one Mishnah is the Mishnah of Shkogos, one Mishnah is the Mishnah of Hilcha Shabbos, of the Melecha Shabbos. What's interesting also is that in this Perek, there's a dynamic, there's a very fascinating iyun, if one learns the Perek properly, with some thoughtfulness, into the interplay between act and machshava. Very often, what's in one circumstance is a Maisa Melocha D'Oraisa, in another circumstance, with a different thought process, a different focus on what a person is doing, would be mutter, sometimes a chilutin derais and derabonam. This is the sugis of misasik, malach shetzich l'guf, malach she'enetzich l'guf, which we've made up to through the mesechta. And in shkogas itself, the interplay of what's a shoygig and what's not a shoygig, and when is a person chayv, when is it called that he was over on, he did two maisei aveira, but he's only chayv one carbon chatas, there's only one shkoga, or if a person did many ma'aseh and chayav on each one, the common denominator is very often the thought process behind the ma'aseh. The interplay between ma'aseh and machshava is very much the theme, the central theme of Perek La'Godla. What I'd like to do in the first shir is just that this, again, the cases of shkogas are technical and somewhat intricate. What I'd like to do is present, hopefully with some clarity, an in-depth look at the first Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the Perek, and with that, in Yirtzeh Hashem, it should add some flavor, some in-depth flavor, to the whole limud of the first few blot of the Sugi of Shkogas. The Mishnah tells us, Klal God Lomru B'Shabbos, Kol HaShechech Iker Shabbos, V'Osa Melochas Habe B'Shabbos Habe, one forgot, or one never knew that B'Chlal that there's such a thing as Shabbos. He did many melachas. If he doesn't know anything about Shabbos, he was brought up between Goyim. For the last 40 years, he's been doing melach of Shabbos. Every Shabbos, he does all number of things. He waxes his car, he cuts his mustache, and the number of melachas, makes himself a coffee a few times a day, turns on the radio, he does the crossword puzzle, Saturday after all, and any number of other melachas. Why? Because since the problem was the fact that he was shechech ikur Shabbos, there's only one thing to pin him against the wall with, there's only one shkoga, there's only one chiyuv chatas. Hayidei ikur Shabbos, the second case in the Mishnah, v'asa melachas habi, he knows Shabbos. V'asa melachas habi v'shabbos is habi chayim al kol Shabbos v'shabbos. Before I should explain, what does it mean, yidei ikur Shabbos? He knows that it's Shabbos, he just doesn't know which day. He knows the concept of Shabbos, he just doesn't know which day is Shabbos. He gets mixed up in the days of the week, or he doesn't know which day of the week is Shabbos. He's Yodea Iker Shabbos. V'asim aloch is habit v'shabbos is habit. V'aloch is chayv on kol Shabbos v'shabbos. He's chayv one korban chatos for each Shabbos. Rashi over here, at length, in Dibur Matzah chayv on kol Shabbos v'shabbos, explains this din. What's going on over here? We're talking about somebody who, let's say, Shabbos parashas Bereishis, did not know that it was Shabbos. He thought Shabbos is Tuesday, or he didn't know that today is Shabbos. He thought today is Wednesday. And he did many melachas. The problem of today is only chayv one chatas. Why? Because his problem is not that he didn't know that you're not allowed to do dosh, and he did not know about boyu, he did not know about zayra, merakeid, tzeveya, koysev, and any other number of melachas. What he didn't know was that today is Shabbos. There's only one shkoga, there's only one chayv chatas. That's the klal gadol that we're learning. However, in the middle of the week, Rashi explains, what happened is, Rashi says, "V'afal pi shaloi noy deloy benetayim." He's chayv one chatos for each Shabbos. "V'afal pi shaloi noy deloy benetayim." Why is he chayv a chatos, a seven chatos for next Shabbos? Next Shabbos, he again doesn't know which day is Shabbos. Why would it be that he's chayv al kol Shabbos for Shabbos? It should be like a shechech ikar Shabbos. Says Rashi, "V'afal pi shaloi noy deloy benetayim." The Helamechad, who it's one haloma, haloma in the Lashon of Chazal, means it's one forgetfulness, it's one lapse, let's say it that way, it's one lapse. Amrin on yomim shebenetayim havi yediyah v'chalik. Rashi says that the Pshat Mishnah has to be that even though it's one haloma, it's one lapse, that he didn't know when Shabbos is, not in Shabbos Parashas Bereishis, and not in Shabbos Parashas Noach. The yomim shebenetayim, the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, in between is a yediyah v'chalik. What divides the shkogas from each other is the fact that there's yediyah. So, l'moshel, let's say somebody did not know about the melach of boir. He was then taught in a shir in Hilchos Shabbos melach of boir, and he says chayiv for the boir that he did this Shabbos. Next Shabbos, he forgot the melachas that he learned on Tuesday, and again he did a ma'isa boir. He did a melach of deraisa. He's chayiv on the boir for next Shabbos. Why? Because there's yediyah. Benetayim, there's yediyah as to what was also and what was mutter in the days in the interim in between. So over here also, l'chayr there's yediyah in the weekdays between the two Shabbos, Rashi says. Even though he didn't know in the middle of the week, even though, again, Shabbos Parashas Bereishis and Shabbos Parashas Noach, he did not know, but the days in between are an automatic yediyah l'chayr. Shri Epshur, Rashi says, sh'loi shoma benetayim sh'oisi yom ha'vishabbos. It's not possible that he didn't know in the days in the interim which day of the week was which. What's the catch? The catch, Rashi says, is that on Tuesday when he found out which day of the week was which, again, Shabbos, Parashas, Bereishis, he thought that it was Tuesday. Okay? Then we have a weekday. At some point during the week, let's say on Tuesday, he was now aware, Rashi says, it has to be that way. It's not clear where this has to come from, but it has to be that way. The Mefarshim explain that Rashi understands even if it's not that way, but the not knowing which day of the week is which is itself a yediyah. It has to be that he doesn't, even if he doesn't know, but the fact that it's so obvious he doesn't know is itself, renders itself the yediyah l'chalik. In any case, on Tuesday in the middle of the week, we look at that as yediyah l'chalik, but that does not mean that he remembered on Tuesday between Shabbos Parashas Bereishis and Shabbos Parashas Noach the fact that he did Kama V'Kama Melachas on the previous Shabbos and Shabbos Parashas Bereishis. So is that called yediyah? He didn't know that he did a melacha on Tuesday of Parashas Noach between the two Shabbos. Rashi says, afilu hachi, the fact that he knows which day of the week it is called yediyah, despite the fact that he didn't remember that he did melachas. He gets to the next Shabbos, he forgets which day of the week is Shabbos, he does another melachas, heyoyis, there was yediyah benetayim, there was yediyah between the two Shabbos, he's chayv v'chatos on kol Shabbos for Shabbos. Tosfos brings down Rashi, and Tosfos asks from a Gemara on the fine hours. He says, if you're going to say that a yediyah of yomim benetayim between the two Shabbos is considered yediyah to be mechalik. Again, if there's one retzef, one continuum of shikha, of shkoga, then there would be only one carbon. Which is why shechech ikar Shabbos only brings one carbon, even for 50 years of chilul Shabbos. Over here, we don't look at the two Shabbos as one continuum, since, like we said, it's self-evident, it's obvious which day of the week is which, when at least one point during the week, that the one Shabbos to another Shabbos is not a continuum. When he's faced with the obvious, the fact that he forgets again next Shabbos is a new lapse, is a new forgetfulness, and therefore we can't look at it as one continuum of Shkogo. Taisa says if that's true, that even when he doesn't know about the Malachas he did, the continuum of Shkogo is not considered a Ritzifus. Taisa says that's contradicted by Gemara. The Gemara that I know it, another complicated sugya, different halachas of these sugyas, of shkogas, says over there, Kotza v'tochan, I'm reading the Taisvis in some Zayin, I'm reading the long Taisvis, the only Taisvis on the Amid, and over there Taisvis brings the Gemara in the Avayin Aleph, Kotza v'tochan k'gregris, v'shigigas Shabbos v'zodin loch. So what happened was at 2 o'clock p.m. Shabbos afternoon, he did a Maisim Melocha, and he was unaware of the fact that it was Shabbos, he thought that it was Tuesday. The Zodin Malachas, he knew they're Malachas. He's well versed in the Shabbos. He didn't know the fact that today is Shabbos. V'chosa, then afterwards, v'chosa v'tochen k'gregris b'zodin Shabbos, v'shkogos Malachas. The problem flips over. Now he knows at 3 o'clock p.m., I don't know, you know, what this guy's problem is, but at 3 o'clock p.m., now he knows it's Shabbos, but he does the Malacha unawares that that's a Malacha. So the halach is, Eini Chayv Elacha. So there's a statement in the Gemara over there. The Gemara says it's only Chayv 1, because the idea of Enetayim, of 2 o'clock not knowing which day is Shabbos, and 3 o'clock yes knowing which day is Shabbos, 2 o'clock knowing the Isser of the Malacha, and 3 o'clock not knowing, since he did not know at any given point Shabbos and the Malacha, that's considered one continuum of Shkoda, despite the fact that the Shkoda transferred itself was of a different nature, one was a Shigga Shabbos, one was a Shigga Malacha, it's considered one continuum, one lapse, one Shkoda, and he's kind of only one Chatas. Says Taisus, Mufush not like Rashi. Rashi is telling us that even though there's no continuum of Shabbos Pashas Bereshis to Shabbos Pashas Nerach, it's one lapse, it's one retzef of Shkogos, he's not Chayv one Chatas, because the idea is Shabbos Tayim on Tuesday during the week where it's self-evident which day of the week is which, despite the fact that he has no knowledge of the Melachos that he did, is considered a break in the continuum of the Shkogos, so he's Chayv on each Shabbos. How do we reconcile those two? So Taisus says that the Pshat is not like Rashi. He says that the Gemara later on brings a Pasuk. This whole concept of one Shkoga, two Shkogas, depending on how many lapses there were. The Gemara brings a Pasuk for it. The Gemara at the bottom of the Samach says Samach Beis. The Gemara says over there, the Pasuk says Shabsoise Tishmoiru. The Shomer B'nai Solta Shabbos. The Pasuk says Shabsoise Tishmoiru. Is it Shabbos? Is it Shabsoise? Plural or single? So the Gemara says that sometimes the person is responsible for multiple transgressions of Shabbos, and sometimes one. How come sometimes one, sometimes both? Totally on the amount of Shkogos. Taisa says that's simply Exeris HaKotsuv. The Etzem, the person did 100 Ma'isim Malachi, should be Chayv 100 Chatois. This is my interpretation of the Taisa. I'm trying to explain it this way. The Etzem, if a person did 100 Ma'isim Aveir, a person should be Chayv 100 Chatois. The Torah says that the amount of Shemira, which was lapsed, that'll determine. So there's certain criteria for when it's considered one lapse, when it's considered two lapses. Two Shabboses are two lapses. The person should know when is Shabbos, when is not Shabbos. Two Shabboses can't be considered one lapse. Each one is a separate Shabbos. Each one has a separate Kedusha. Therefore, the lapse, which allowed him to do Malach on Shabbos, Pashas, Bereshit, and thereafter, Shabbos Pashas Noach is considered two lapses, and therefore he'd be chayef too, but really there's no difference between the two cases. As far as the Shkogah is concerned, there's no difference. The whole difference is two Shabboses have a chshivus of two lapses, and the case in the Fayin Aleph that Taisus asked from, since it's only on one Shabbos, there was no clear yidiyah ben Tayim, which would divide up the Shkogah, therefore he's only chayef one chatas. Ad kan divrei Taisus. The Rishonim, the Rashi and the Ramban, as well as the Mashal over here on the Taisus, answer Rashi with a pretty straightforward chiluk between the two cases. They all say, the Rishonim and the Mashal say, that the differences between the two, they're on Daf Ayin Aleph. The reason why you only chayv one chatos is because the problem of two, like we said, 2 o'clock p.m., 3 o'clock p.m., that at 2 o'clock he did a melacha with Shigas Shabbos, 3 o'clock he did with Shigas melacha. The reason why you only chayv one chatos in that case is because there was a shkoga, and now it's 3 o'clock, even though the nature of the shkoga is different, but he's in a state of shkoga that's in a continuum from 2 till 3. That's why he's only chayav one chatas. He's in his constant state of unawares of the import of what he's doing. In order to properly keep Shabbos, you have to know A, obviously that's Shabbos. First, you have to know you're Jewish, that's for sure. But on a basic level, you have to know that it's Shabbos. And B, you have to know which malach is mutter, which malach is also, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. If there's a stated continuum of not understanding the import of what you're doing, either because you don't know that Shabbos, or because you don't know which malach is also, which malach is mutter, which ma'isa is also, which ma'isa is mutter, that's a continuum of shkola, there's only one chiyuv. Masha'enkin, in our case, that's why we only have one chatas. In our case, in the Mishnah, the way Rashi explains, says the Rishonim, the reason why Rashi held that each Shabbos is mechayev, a separate shkoga, a separate chatos, is because the problem was only that he was unaware of Shabbos. You're right on Tuesday that he didn't know which malachas he did the previous Shabbos, but that was never the issue. The issue was a forgetfulness of Shabbos, Shabbos Parashas Bereishis. Since we look at the days in between his Yediyah Shabbatayim, there's nothing over here anymore that continued his lapse. The lapse in Shabbos Bereishis was solely the fact that he didn't know that it was Shabbos. If during the week he has a Yediyah, then there's no continuum in that state of Shkoga. When one gets to Shabbos Parashas Noach, he's not in a continuum of that state of Parashas Bereishis. Tosis evidently didn't hold the skill. What I'd like to understand is that Rashi and Tosis are understanding differently the basic concept of this idea of two shkogas being mechayev only one carbon. Rashi says over and over again through the sugya that kula chod shkogi. Rashi looks at different averis when it's done in one state of unawareness. Kula chod shkogi. The avera, that's when a person does a ma'isa melacha. If he does a b'shogeg, he's not a mechal Shabbos in the regular sense. A mechal Shabbos somebody does b'meisa, not b'shogeg. The problem, the avera that he did is not the ma'isa melacha he did. When a person does a ma'isa melacha b'shogeg, he's not considered that he did a ma'isa melacha. The problem is the shkoga itself. That's the way Rashi understands that Gemara that we mentioned in Samach Tesam and Beis. Therefore, kefi, how many lapses he made, how many mental slips, how many mental errors he made, that's how many kavanos will be chayiv. If he made a mental mistake in Shabbos Parashas Bereishis and thought it was Tuesday, and we look at the week in between, it should be self-evident what day of the week is which, then the mental lapse of the second week is a different mental lapse. There's a mental lapse of Shabbos Parashas Bereishis, there's a mental lapse of Shabbos Parashas Noach. It doesn't make a difference whether he knew about the malachas in between. The lapse is a separate lapse. That's what Rashi holds. Memela, on one Shabbos, if a person had a mental lapse and then he switched over into a different mental lapse, he's still in the same state of not knowing what he's doing. Masha Enkein, Shabbos Pashvei, Shabbos Pashvei Nerf, are two separate mental lapses. Therefore, he's chayav two. According to Taisvis, I believe that according to Taisvis, Taisvis holds Be'etzem, each Ma'isa Malacha, as we said, should be Mechayav and Korban Chatos. There's a Xeris HaKosuv that sometimes, depending on the state of the Shoigig that he's in, two Chatoris could be Mitzarev to one. But not that Tosis holds that the Mechayiv itself of the Korba is the lapse. The Mechayiv is the Maisa Averu. The Mechayiv is not the lapse. According to Rashi, the Mechayiv of the Korban is the lapse, not the Maisa Averu. Now, Maisa Averu B'Shoigig should not be Mechayiv. He's not considered Mechal HaShabbos. He did B'Shoigig, not B'Mezid. The mental lapse that allowed him to do that Maisa, that's the Mechayiv of the Korban. Therefore, every mental lapse has a Cheshivus by itself of a separate Mechayiv of a Korban Chatas. A similar concept we find, there's discussion in the, we know there's a Retzeach is killed, is Mechuyv Mrs. Bezna, a Retzeach B'Shoigeg goes to Ir Miklot. We know that if the Retzeach leaves the Ir Miklot, he's liable to be killed by the Goel Adom, the Psukim in Parshas Matos, Parshas Shoftim, the whole second parak of Makkos is full of Dinyonim, he's liable to be killed by the Goel Adom. There's discussion amongst the Poskim how to understand in a cryptic Rambam whether there is a din, whether Bezin can paskin on somebody that he's a Ritzach in order to give Bezman Hazeh. We don't paskin din in the Foshas today. But can we paskin on somebody that he did a Maisa Ritzich in order to facilitate giving a green light to a Goel Adam to kill the Ritzach? So it depends how we look at it. Do we look at Ritzichos b'shoigeg as ritzicha. It happens to be that the Torah commuted the ma'aser ritzicha. It's not mechuyev misa when he does b'shoigeg. The Torah rachmanis on him. He's only chayv golus the same way. An oisei b'chil shabbos b'shoigeg is chayv a korban chatas. It's not chayv misa. But be'etzem he did the same act of chil shabbos. He did the same act of ritzicha. If that's the case, then the onish of goyel adam, the onish of the ritzicha to be killed by the goyel adam, is also dimin nefashos. It's all an outgrowth of the fact that he's a murderer and he's mechuyev capital punishment. In that case, he could run to golus. If he's not in golus, then he'll be killed. The capital punishment will be given to him, will be meted out to him by the goyel adam. That's one way of looking at it. In which case, bizman hazeda, we don't pass kedina nefashos. Our bate dinim are not capable. We don't have smicha. We don't have the power. We don't have the jurisdiction to pass kedina nefashos. That's one way of looking at it. Some place can pass in that way. The other way to look at it would be to say no. That b'etzim when a person does an avera b'shoigeg, he does not have the status of having been over that avera. A mechuyev misa b'shoigeg is not a mechuyev misa because he did the avera and he's mechuyev misa. If a mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg is chayiv a carbon, he's chayiv a carbon for the lapse. A retzach b'shoigeg is chayiv to run to Ari Mikla, not because he's a regular murderer. But the fact that he had a lapse, a carelessness that allowed him to kill somebody, that itself forces him to go into Golus. The Einish of Goyel Adam is not an Einish in that case. What does it mean that Goyel Adam can kill him? He's not a Ritzach. He's not a regular Ritzach. He has a different Einish. He has an Einish of running to Ir Miklot. The place can understand that if you understand that way, the Einish of a Ritzach b'shoigig, then the Einish of a Goyel Adam has nothing to do with being an Einish, and it has to do with his chus to avenge spilled blood in his family. In which case, it's not din in nefashos. It's a separate din, a family din of Goel Adam. Who says that we don't have the jurisdiction to paskin that b'zman hazeh? The Sameach proposes this as a radical pshat in the Rambam. Just pointing out that it's the same idea over here, transposed over here, the same idea will express itself in how many karbonos he has to bring. Depending on how many lapses, that's our definition of shkogos being mechayiv. Or we look back at the ma'aser, each ma'aser is a separate mechayit. It happens to be if two ma'aser are done in the same lapse, as exists a kosuk, that the Torah was mitzarif, the chatois together. The Torah said there's only chayiv one. Therefore, if it's not a one continuum, so therefore over there, lad after that one would be mechuyiv one carbon. Over there would be no exists a kosuk, one could be mechuyiv two. This is just a psicha, and there's many applications of this chakira as the Dafim go on, the next 5
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.